こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストやエピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。今週も引き続きリモート収録を行っています。
Yep.
1個目、プラスティックサージュリーケーススタディーズに掲載された事例報告で、銃で撃たれた女性が胸に入っていた包協用シリコンのおかげで一命を取り留めていたことが分かりました。女性は30代で夜道を歩いていたところ、左胸に痛みと熱を感じ、見てみると出血していたため自ら病院へ行きました。銃弾は左乳首のすぐ上から撃ち込まれており、傷口の周りには火傷が認められ、至近距離で撃たれたことが分かりますが、女性は特に苦しむ様子がありませんでした。様々な検査により、銃弾は左胸上部から撃ち込まれており、通常であれば心臓や胸腔を直撃していたところですが、シリコンに当たったことで方向が変わり、左胸シリコンを貫通した後、胸骨を通り抜けて右胸シリコンのポケット部分で止まっていたことが分かりました。右胸のシリコンは衝撃で反転していました。パブメッドで検索すると、包協と銃弾というキーワードが出てくる論文はこれまでに4本しか存在せず、包協のおかげで命が助かったケースはそのうち2本で、インプラントによって銃弾の速度が遅くなる、または銃弾が止まるという内容でした。今回のようにインプラントによって銃弾の方向が変わったために命が助かった例が報告されるのは今回が初めてです。
A case study published in Plastic Surgery Case Studies details how a woman shot with a gun was saved by silicone breast implants which stopped the bullet. The woman, who is in her 30s, was walking at night when she felt pain and heat in her left breast. She looked and saw blood, so she went to the hospital. A bullet had entered her left breast just above the nipple, and burn marks suggested she was shot at point blank range. However, she was not in that much pain.Several examinations suggested that while normally the bullet would have hit the heart or entered the thoracic cavity, in this case the bullet changed directions after hitting the silicone in the left breast. It then passed through the sternum and entered a silicone pocket of the right breast and stopped. The silicone in the right breast rotated from the impact. Searching PubMed with the keywords breast implants and bullet, there are only 4 results, 2 of them cases in which implants saved a lifeby slowing or stopping a bullet. This case, however, is the first time an implant has saved someone's life by redirecting the bullet.
そう、写真がこの報告の中に入っていて、見た？
No.
いろんな写真があって、ちょっとおぞましい写真もあるんだけど、その胸の中身の写真とか、
like X-rays or just photographs?
No, 普通の写真、
hmm.
それはちょっとね見て後悔したんだけど、そう、左から思いっきり銃弾が入った穴が開いていて、ちっちゃい、ちっちゃいって言ってもまあ数センチぐらい、
hmm.
で、左側から右に向かって体内を貫通してるんだよね。だから命が助かったとはいえ、めちゃくちゃ痛かったと思うんだけど、このケースを見ると Comfortable patient and no distress って書いてあって、
うん、
この人すごくないってちょっと思った。
So the probability of this is really low, right?
めちゃくちゃレア。だからこの報告にも書いてあったんだけど、包協手術をしている人っていうのは世界で何百万人もいて、さらに銃で撃たれる女性っていうのも世界で、毎年何千人もいるわけなんだけど、この組み合わせっていうのはめちゃくちゃレアで、少なくともこういうふうに事例報告として挙げられているものはこの 4本しかないっていう、
mm-hmm. Is it, だから What do you make of it? Just a coincidence? Is this some sort of divine intervention? Is there a lesson to be taken away from this story?
まあなんかこの事例でも、要はシリコンを胸に入れることのデメリットっていろいろあるわけじゃない。健康被害とかもいろいろあるし、 だそういうデメリットについてはいろいろ研究されてるんだけど、こういうメリットはさ、まあ、あまりその、まあ、例もすごく少ないしかなりレアですって、うん、でこれ本当に奇跡的で、その写真を見ると分かるんだけど、思いっきり正面から撃たれてる感じなんだよね。だから普通だったら本当にもう体を前から後ろに貫通しちゃう感じなんだけど、うん、まあ、シリコンが入ってったことによって思いっきりこうグニャンと変化球みたいな感じで球が全然違う方向に曲がってくれたっていう。だから
And that's because of the implant rotating?
いや多分 そもそも左の、インプラントを通過した、その当たったことによって、方向が変わった、トラジェクトリーが変わった上、
うん、
その思いっきりシリコンの中をガーって通過したから、多分、まあ、もちろん速度とかも落ちただろうし、ただしその右側に行くときに右側の肋骨が折れてるんだよね、
うん、
でその論文に書いてあったのは、それぐらいのインパクトはまだ残ってたわけで、シリコンに当たったとしても、
うん、
なんかそれはそれですごいみたい。
Have you heard the story of a woman who was fishing in the ocean and a swordfish jumped out of the ocean and stabbed her in the chest? Did we talk about this?
見た。いや、私それテレビでね、結構前に見た。なんかあれだよね、その時はその人がキラキラするネックレスをつけてたから、そのソードフィッシュが餌か何かと間違えてこう突進しちゃったんじゃないかみたいな。
うん。で、そっから私、yeah, that saved her life.
Oh, really? What saved her life?
Her breast implant.
Breast implant. Ah, right, right, right.
The swordfish stabbed her breast implant and actually pushed the breast implant through her ribs into her, into the space where your organs are. But the reason why the tip of the swordfish didn't lacerate or damage any of the organs is because it had the breast implant on the tip.
Okay. でもそれをテレビで見てから私はダイビングするときにピアスとかネックレスとか外してる。なんか確かにキラキラしてるものをつけてることによるマイナスなことってなんか想定外のことがありそうじゃん。
Yeah, well, some fishing lures, they're just reflective.
Yeah, yeah, そうだよね。
There's nothing else going on. It's just,
yeah.
I forget what it's called, maybe like a spoon lure or something, but it looks like a little spoon. It's just a shiny piece of metal and it spins around and fish chase it.
そっか。
I guess crows are like that too.
これはすごい。しかもこの人誰に撃たれたのかも分かんないし、なんで撃たれたのかも分かんなくて、まあもちろん捜査されてるみたいだけど、誰も捕まってないしまだっていう話らしい。これはカナダの話なんだけどね。すごいよ。私でなんかそのシリコンに当たってっていうのもまあ衝撃だけど、やっぱこの comfortable patient and no distress。の状態だったって書いてあるのが、一番なんか地味に衝撃だった。嘘でしょみたいな。
Well, the implants don't have any nerves in them, right?
え、そうなんだけど、でも胸骨を通り抜けて、何、肋骨まで折れてるから、そこはさ、だって自分の肉とか骨とかがさ、銃弾かすっちゃってるわけだから、で普通にその撃たれた穴もさ、別になんていうのめっちゃもう穴なわけ、写真見ると、
right.
それで平気な顔してるっていうのはこの人すごいなみたいな、
yeah.
でしかもその右胸のシリコンが衝撃で反転していたっていうのも、そのこれそれはね、写真とかないから具体的にどういうことだったのかなかなか文章を見るだけだとよくわからないんだけど、裏側がフリップしてたみたいな、
うん、
だから 裏表が逆になってたのか、逆になり半分ぐらいになってたのか、なんかよく分かんないんだけど、だそれもさ、うん、それだけでも痛そうじゃん、なんか分かんないけど普通に、
Yeah, well, I'm sure it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
There's another case of, there's a soldier in World War I. He didn't have breast implants, but he had a pocket Bible. And a bullet went into the Bible and stopped like halfway through.
Right.
And I guess he's still... he became like even more religious after that, but so he has the book with this bullet in it, and you know, if enough people get shot, eventually one of them is going to get saved by a pocket Bible.
So だね. Yeah. まあそうだから胸のシリコンもそういうことだと思うけどね。いっぱいいるからまあこういうこともレアとはいえよ。たまには起きるみたいな、なんか私の前話したと思うけど友達の友達で鼻にプロテーゼを入れてこう鼻を高くする
What is it called?
手術をプロテーゼっていうまあなんかシリコンみたいな多分シリコンって
Is プロテーゼ prosthetic?
I don't know maybe it's like German of it or I don't know、まあ、とにかくそれを鼻に入れてで2日後ぐらいにくしゃみしたら鼻の内側からそれがスポンってこう出ちゃったみたいな
出ちゃった from her nostril?
nostril, yeah
出ちゃうの
そう傷口が多分まだちゃんと止まってなかったのかもしれないけど
That's like Michael or like Gorikel Jackson or something
もう一回やり直しみたいな
Yeah, that's crazy There was research that came out this weekAlso, saying that the majority of women are dissatisfied with their breast size.
Ah, so なの? Majority?
Majority. More than half of women are dissatisfied with their own breast size. And the research was looking into, you know, what sort of stress that results in.Four people.
Hugh Hefner の奥さんわかる?
No.
What's her name? Hugh Hefner wife. Crystal Harris っていう、まあ、人がいるんだけど、プレイボーイの Hugh Hefner の奥さんで、まあ、彼女はもともとすごいこう、まあ、Hugh Hefner 的な見た目っていうか、そのすごいプレイボーイに出てきそうなもう典型みたいな、金髪でおっぱいも偽物ですごい大きくてっていう感じだったんだけどヒュー・ハフナーが亡くなってからかなすごいこうシリコンインプラント反シリコンインプラントのアドボケートみたいな感じになっていて、その彼女は胸を大きくしてからすごいなんかいろんな健康とか精神面の被害があってなんでか全然わからなかったんだけどそのシリコンを取ってからいろんなものが改善されたみたいな、だから胸にシリコンを入れるのは本当に女性の体とか精神面にとってあんまり良くないから気をつけてほしいみたいな感じの話をすごいしてるのを見たことある。
How do you feel about it? Like,
breast implants?
If you had a daughter and they were saying that they were going to get breast implants, like, what would you say?
Well,
何か
そうね。なんか今まで私は包茎してるのを実際触ったことがあるの2回しかなくて、人のやつ。多分ちらほらここでも話してると思うけど一回は元彼のいとこ、で二回目はストリッパーのアメリカ人の女の子だったんだけどなんかこうカチコチだからなんて言うんだろうな私は結構中に物が入ってるっていうのはすごい忘れられないタイプっていうかその触る側の人間としての意見なんだけどなんか
タイプあるの
なんかそのおっぱいを掴んだなんかおっぱいを掴んだ時にあ今シリコンバッグを掴んでいるみたいな なんか皮膚を通して私は今シリコンバッグを掴んでいるっていう思っちゃうので、なんか忘れられないっていうか。
Maybe it's you have to get used to it. Maybe only twice, right? You've done that. So maybe after like the 100th time, you kind of stop thinking about that.
そうだね。まあ本人がやりたいんだったらいいんじゃないと思うけど、ただそのあまりにもさやりすぎのサイズってあるじゃん。なんか皮膚が伸ばされちゃって痛そうみたいな。だったら自分の娘にはちょっとナチュラルなサイズにしとけばぐらいは言った上で、そのマイナス面もちゃんと調べてから考えなよと言うと思う。その健康面とか。
I think mostly this is a generalization, but people's focus has gone to butts anyways, and people can just do squats. And there are a lot of people that don't care that much about breast size.
そうなんだよね。だからなんか、いや、自分のためにやりたいんだったらいいと思うのね。なんか自分の、そうだから本当に自分のアスタティックのために、自分のためにやるんだったらいいけど、例えばなんかしょうもない男に、胸がちっちゃいねって言われたとか、俺は巨乳が好きですって言われたからやりたいみたいなのが根底にあるとしたら、それはちょっとそこは話したいよね。
What's like a good reason to want to do it? Like 自分のために。What's like a good reason?
なんか本当に多分自分の理想があるみたいなことじゃない？まあ、自分の中でこういう体になりたいみたいな。
But then you have to ask like what's the source of that 理想？
まあね、でもそれを言い出したらさ、もうなんか
終わんない
ヘアスタイルとか、うん、メイクとか、まあ男性だったらヒゲとか体とか何でもそうだから、まあそれを言い出したらキリはないけど、なんだろう、でもな、どうかな。
I wish people, everyone could just love their, I mean this sounds like such a, I don't know, lame thing to say, cliche, but Yeah, there's something cool about the natural human body, like the animalness.
Yeah. なんだろう、私は胸が大きくないんだけど、妊娠して、出産して、授乳してる時に本当にポルノスターみたいな、本当にそれこそなんか、なんだろう、母乳がパンパンになる、マックスパンパンになっちゃうと、それこそシリコン入れてるみたいになるのね。なんか偽物のおっぱいみたい、偽物の巨乳の見た目みたいな。
It doesn't feel like silicone, right?
あ、そうで、パンパンだからカチカチなんだけど、でもこう見た目はさ、AV 女優みたいになるわけよ。だから、
なんだろう、
自分、なんか自分がシリコンをおっぱいに入れたらどういう見た目になるかっていうのは、もう見ることができた。で、それはそれで、なんか面白かったけど、あ、入れたらこういう感じになるんだ自分は、みたいな。で、まあ、パンパンまでいかなくても、やっぱ母乳あげてるとさ、その、溜まってくると大きくなるし、全部飲まれたらまた元に戻るしとか。
うん、
まあ、いろんなサイズを日々さ、あ、今日は何カップ、今は何カップ、みたいな感じで、こういろんなバージョンの自分を見れるというかさ、なんかそれを散々繰り返した結果、なんだろう、まあ、別に何でもいいかって思う、今は。なんかもはや、その好奇心が満たされちゃったから。
But most people that are in the market for getting an operation for larger breasts are not, you know, didn't just have a kid, or, you know what I mean? So like the motivations are kind of different. And it, guys are doing similar things, you know, crazy risky operations for some sort of penis enlargement or who knows what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, like pearl implants in your dick.
Pearl implants?
I don't really... Yeah.
Like literal pearls? Like they're taking, yeah. They're opening clams and then taking... What's in there and putting it in their penis and this helps?
Yes, yes. Didn't I tell you? そのキャバクラでバイトしてた時に、なんか急におじさんの客が、俺チンコに真珠入ってんだよって言ってきて、なんて言っていいか分からないから、へーっつったけど、 なんかそれはすごい自慢だと思って、まあ彼は言ってきたんだけど、自慢というか私が喜ぶと思って言ったのかもしれないけど。
Well, you never forgot about it.
忘れられないでしょ。だってびっくりしたもん。そんなの私知らなかったし、若くて。そんなさ、ことする人がいるっていう。なんか痛そうって思ったけど。
It's pretty,
まあ自分の体だからね、別に好きな何かを入れたいんだったら入れればいいし、好きにすればいいんじゃないと思うけど、だからそれを人に強要するみたいなのはよくないよね。そのだから胸ちっちゃいから包茎しなよとか、何目を二重にした方がいいよとか、その人に言う人もいるわけじゃん。それはなんかもう
A lot of that just comes from culture, television, the entertainment industry generally, advertising.
まあなんか最近ちょっとマシになってきてるかなと私は個人的な感覚では思うけどね。なんかその二重とか、前にあの文字おしゃべりのコラムで、あの、一重問題の話について書いたけど、あの時よりは、まあ、その、みんなが同じ雑誌を読んでいて、その雑誌のモデルが全員二重でとか、そういうのって今ないじゃん。
What do you think of what's going on Instagram? Is it... Instagram is a bit overwhelming. I don't understand. So if I open Instagram...There's very little of the stuff that I'm interested in, and a lot of, yoga pants. And I mean, I'm interested. Don't get me wrong.
だから自分がそれをパーソルしてるからでしょ?
The ratio is absolutely ridiculous. Like, there's like almost no space stuff. The Hubble Space Telescope.Or any space, there's almost no, it looks like 95% of human activity is like squatting.
Yeah, それね、自分が見て、それただのマイケルのアルゴリズムだよ。
I know, that's what I'm complaining about. That's what I'm dissatisfied with.
だからそこをパーソルしちゃったからそうなるわけであって。
I don't think so.
例えば私のタイムラインはもうタイムラインとかその、あれなんて言うんだっけ?あのブラウジングのページあるじゃん、勝手に出てくるやつ、あれはあのめっちゃいろんなもの出てくるよ。私結構子育て関係のコンテンツをインスタで見てるから、その子供用のご飯とかなんかクラフトアイディアスとか、なんか There are so many parents that are like really good at coming up with those ideas crafts and art ideas、それとかまあ、可愛い女の子見るの好きだから確かにそういうヨガパンツ的なのも出てくるけど、でも、まあ、自分がだから何をプルスーするかだよね。Like, my husband said, he looked at one, well, he doesn't really check Instagram、to begin with, but he checked, その、なんかサッカーのページ、once or twice, and suddenly it started showing women's soccer pictures.、全部、なんか別にそんなに興味ないんだけど、なんでだろうとかは言ってたけど。But yeah, インスタは結構ずっと見ちゃうかな。なんかツイッターに比べてあんまりこう、ストレスもないっていうか、写真だからさ、みんな平和だし。見ちゃうね。
It's weird. I wanna see...I don't know. You have to wonder how Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff is sort of, like we were saying earlier, changing what we want or what our, you know, what our ideals are for ourselves physically.
そうだね。次。地球温暖化により北極地方の永久凍土が急速に溶けており、何万年もの間凍った土の中に閉じ込められた温室効果ガスが大気中に大量放出されています。このまま放置すると、永久凍土の温度は摂氏4度上昇し、2100年までに永久凍土の半分が溶けると計算されています。Scientific Reports に掲載されたハンブルク大学の研究で、 ツンドラに馬やバイソン、トナカイなど動物の群れが戻ってきた場合の永久凍土への影響をシミュレーションしたところ、温度の上昇を摂氏 1.5 度に抑え、永久凍土の 80% を今世紀末まで保護することが可能になることが分かりました。現在1平方キロメートルあたり平均5頭のトナカイが生息していますが、例えばこれが15頭に増えるだけで、計算上は永久凍土の 70% が守られるとのことです。しかし永久凍土の総面積は数百万平方キロメートルに上るなど課題もあります。チームは今後生物学者と協力し、動物たちがどのように繁殖し広がっていくか調べる予定です。
Arctic permafrost is melting due to climate change and is expected to release greenhouse gases which have been trapped for tens of thousands of years into the atmosphere. Left as it is, the permafrost temperature will rise by more than 4 degreesAnd it is projected that more than half of it will melt by the year 2100. In a study published in Scientific Reports, researchers at Hamburg University simulated the effects of animals like horses, bison, and deer returning to the tundra, and suggest that they would constrain temperature increase to 1.5 degrees and preserve 80% of the permafrost until the next century. While currently there are 5 deer per square kilometer,If that were increased to 15, that could preserve 70% of the permafrost. Furthermore, the area of permafrost, is currently millions of square kilometers. The team plans to work together with biologists to investigate how the animals would spread across the Arctic.
So, どういう仕組みかというと、なんかシベリアのチェルスキーっていう町で20年前から実験を実際に行ってるらしいのね。でそこにあの馬とかを放しておくと、要は空気はすごく冷たいんだけど雪が積もってて、それが毛布みたいな役割になって土の温度が下がりきらない、つまり空気よりも土の方が暖かい状態が保たれちゃっているみたいな。なのでそこにひずめがある動物を放して歩き回らせることによって、雪の平均の深さが半分になって、あの土が空気にさらされて温度が下がるっていう仕組み、でその実験では1平方キロに100頭の、まあ、動物を放してるらしいんだけど、
so、
まあそれがすごくうまくいってるので、実際じゃあこれをもっと広範囲に広げたら本当に効果があるのかっていうシミュレーションがこの研究。
Are these animals that used to exist in, on the tundra? In the tundra?
うん、らしいよ。なんか repopulate っていう言い方をしてるから、もともといたけど何らかの理由で減っちゃったとかいないとか。
Why do we know why they're no longer there?
わかんない。
I know bison were shot often.
そっか。
But deer are plentiful. Deer are all over the place, right? And so it seems like, well, the question that arises to me is why aren't the deer moving into those areas naturally? And can you sort of just drop ship deer and bison into the area, and will they thrive there so that they have stuff to eat in the Arctic? Or...
そう、なんか少なくともこの実験をしているところでは普通に多分食べるものとかもあって、で、あの一つ懸念として、夏になると、あのこう土を、まあ、空気が暖かくなるわけじゃない、当然。でそこで土を冷やす役割をしている苔とかがこうひずめによって踏み荒らされてしまうみたいな。
うん、
そうすると土の温度が上昇するんだけど、それをシミュレーションでは実際加味していて、それを考慮したとしても冬の間の効果の方が大きいみたいな。で結果としてこれをやった方がいいっていう結論なんだけど、まあ、あの
会議的 some key function we don't know about。
まあね、あとはその、まあ、ちょっと会議的な専門家ももちろんいて、要はその数百万平方キロメートルに十分な量の動物をどうやってポピュレートさせるわけみたいな、 どうやって持ってきて、どうやってそこで繁殖させて、それをどうやって長年メインテインするのかみたいな。で、まあそういうところは多分これからいろいろ調査しないといけないと思うんだけど、まあアイディアとしてこういうのがあるっていうこと自体はすごい面白いなと思ったし、そもそもこれをもう実験としてその何十年もやってる人がいるっていうのも知らなかったから、へーって思った。その、なんて言うんだろうね。なかなか思いつかないというか、すごい、
うん、
ナチュラル解決法みたいな。
Well, it's crazy to imagine, you know, they send some ship up there and a giant ramp descends and it's like Noah's Ark has shown up.A bunch of animals get off and just start running around on the tundra. It's a crazy visual.
そうで、実際写真を見ると確かに馬がちょっと雪の中を歩くだけでものすごくこう、まあ犬とかでもそうだけどさ、雪のとこにこう穴が開くわけじゃない？通った後というか、そこはもう確かに雪がめちゃくちゃ急にそこだけ浅くなるし、まあ場合によっては土がエクスポーズするし、
And this is better than それがゴールなら、sending robots up there to do this?
まあどうなんだろうね。
There isn't some 12-year-old who's invented a machine that stomps on tundra.
どうなんだろうね。
This idea of engineering ecosystems in this way, I don't know if there have really been, I can't think of any great examples of this succeeding.
But でもさ、ほら、あの、草むしりをヤギにさせるみたいなのあるじゃん。ヤギを放して、こう雑草を食べてもらうとか、
oh, like、そういう the ducks with the rice patties that like Hirano san was describing.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yeah. I mean, I usually think about this in the context of terraforming Mars or something. Like, how do you set up an ecosystem from scratch? It seems risky, but it could help. So with climate change happening, obviously, I think the preferred approach would just to be stop putting so much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But because, you know, if you just start having to re-engineer ecosystems all over the planet, it's just kind of, you know, you're just putting out little fires all over the place.It's not that sustainable. Did you see the, well, it just came out, but the Michael Moore documentary called Planet of the Humans?
No.
I saw it last night.
How was it?
Wow. It's, you know, I really love, hate Michael Moore. Like, he really annoys the crap out of me sometimes. And then other times he says something where I'm like,Thank you, Michael Moore, for saying that, because nobody else was going to say that, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't figure out whether, I guess I like Michael Moore, but he really rubs me the wrong way.
どっちやねんって。
But I have respect for what
he does. まあでも、みんなそう、まあ大体そう思ってんじゃない。
But this is why he's controversial, and his works are controversial, and I like that not,just the documentaries that he creates themselves, but sort of the shit stirring, the provocation of it. So this documentary, Planet of the Humans, is solely focused on having a very critical look at alternative energies. And this documentary the whole time...is basically investigating green energy projects and seeing if they're really living up to what they promised. You know, are they really making the problem better or are they making it worse by actually requiring other resources to deal with it?
Oh, 面白いね。
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a long time, but it's so politicized that if you try to say anything, then it's like, well, you're a denier of climate change for saying that, you know, wind power is not feasible or, you know, something like that. Mm. I definitely don't agree with everything in the documentary, but it is something that honest environmentalists should look at so we can actually prioritize the real solutions, which, by the way, aren't hydrogen, aren't, you know, they talk about it in there too. There was a criticism that there are bad arguments in the documentary. There are bad arguments in every documentary, but, you know, they pointed out that the Tesla Gigafactory is still connected to grid power. Well, that doesn't mean anything because you sell power back to the grid. Like, that was literally what they were basing their criticism of, because Tesla said that they would be running on total solar energy. But you have to think of how the market of electricity works. So there's just, I really enjoyed it though. I enjoy this highly controversial.
4月21日から30日間無料で YouTube で見れるんだね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael Moore presents Planet of the Humans っていうやつ。
Yeah.
今72万9千回再生されてる。
It really goes after what's called biofuels. So one of the green energies that's being used widely these days is cutting down forests and just burning the trees. And they call that biofuel, and that's like an alternative energy, like considered a renewable energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I agree with a lot of it. There's huge amounts of nonsense in the whole green industry it has so much crap in it, and it needs to be cleaned out.
いや、何回かここでも話してるけど、パーム油の発電とかもね、mm-hmm. 日本ですごいこう、ああ、エコです、エコですみたいな感じで、yeah. まあ多分売りつけてるコンサルタントもいるし、それを鵜呑みにしてる大企業がいて、まあ HIS とかいつも指摘されてるけど、mm-hmm. こう、実際はエコじゃないのに、バイオフュエルっていう響きがなんかエコっぽいみたいな、
mm-hmm.
だけで、こう実際は人大な被害を及ぼしてるみたいなって、まあそれだけじゃなくていろいろあるもんね。
Yeah, the wind stuff is crazy. I'm not compelled by wind power.
これ見てみよう、じゃあ。
Yeah, I expect to be triggered. It will trigger everybody.
That's fun.
But I think it's until this stuff is really figured out. It's just there's so much profit motive in like eco, and there's so many giant corporations that are outsmarting the environmental enterprise.
Right.
And so just need to, I think this documentary could help people wise up. It's not the most credible documentary. I don't know. there's so many caveats, but I think it's worth watching.
次.
According to research published in the journal Dreaming, people with strong egos are less likely to experience nightmares. William E. Kelly conducted 3 surveys of 460 undergraduate students and found that those with stronger egos had a lower frequency of nightmares and that it was more predictive than neuroticism or general psychological distress. Ego strength was defined as the ability to tolerate unpleasant emotions and adapt to self-threatening information. Kelly, in an interview with SciPost, stated, "One takeaway from this research is the possibility that nightmares occur from some purposeful inner workings of the mind that we are not consciously aware of, which are aimed at either processing or defending against stress or trauma, rather than simply a direct reaction to it."
Dreaming に掲載された論文で、強い自我の持ち主は悪夢を見ない傾向にあることが分かりました。 研究では自我の強さを不快な感情に耐えられること、そして自分への脅威についての情報に順応できることと定義し、416人の学生を対象に3つの調査を行いました。その結果、強い自我を持つ人は悪夢を見る頻度が低くなっており、神経症傾向や一般的な精神的苦悩よりも悪夢を見る頻度の方が予測可能でした。サイポストへの取材に研究を率いたウィリアム・E・ケリーは以下のように述べています。今回の研究で一つ分かったのは、私たちが意識的に把握していないところで、脳はストレスやトラウマに対し単に反応するのではなく、それらを処理したり自分を防御したりするための意図的な作業として悪夢が発生している可能性があるということです。
Yep.
面白い。これは自分はすごい、ただの個人のアネクドとしてはすごくマッチしている
yeah.
うん、やっぱりうつ病になって不安障害とかを併発して毎日毎日悪夢を見るようになって、でも出産して急にそれが終わったんだよね。で今もない。
Is that the reason orIs that a coincidence or?
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Hmm.
I was worried that it would actually get worse if I had a child.
Hmm.
Because, you know, there will be so many things that I'd be worried about or stressed out about or, you know.
Do you think it has to do with uncertainty about the future?
Yeah, back then at least, sure.
And do you think uncertainty about the future undermines your ego's health?
Yeah, or, なんだろう、feedback loop 的な? なんか、uncertainty...そのフューチャーのアンセルティは誰にでもあるんだけど、メンタルヘルスがちょっと壊れてることによって、そのアンセルティが、
You can't deal with it.
So you can't deal with it. で、よりまたメンタルヘルスも悪影響みたいな、なんかループになっちゃうみたいな。
I think ego health, for me at least, has a lot to do withWhether I feel like I'm able to negotiate with reality. I don't, like, helplessness is the worst feeling. And helplessness makes your ego feel like it doesn't exert influence over the world, but the world just exerts endless influence over you, right?
You mean for the current situation that you're in?
Yeah, so whatever situation you're in, if you feel like helpless,
like you have no control
over reality, over your situation,
yeah.
then that sends a signal to your ego that you're weak, that you're ineffective. And I think...During your sleep, your brain strategizes and tries to expose you to experiences that prepare you for what you're worried about.
And you think it's for preparation?
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, if you actually think about your dream and try to interpret it, it doesn't really work that way. But...The way that your mind prepares you for something is sort of by practice.
Yeah.
So it will do sort of a rehearsal of this really traumatic thing happening so you can sort of visualize that thing happening or visualize something even worse than that happening. And it sort of acts as a barometer on how you evaluate the risk you're actually worried about.
I've never felt like it was a preparation.
How did you interpret your nightmares? Just something bad happening to you. Evil spirits.
Yeah, just, just my brain not working properly or just overreacting or... まあ、単純に認知の歪みというか。Because it makes everything worse for me. When I'm having nightmares every single day, then when I wake up, I'm already tired and stressed out. So it never really felt like it was doing something for me.
But don't you think it could, it has good intentions? Like the system has good intentions, but it's just malfunctioning. It's sort of like an autoimmune disorder or something.
まあ、そのファンクション的には ill intention じゃないけど、それがおかしくなってるっていうのはあるのかもしれないけど。
Like, I think it keeps people alive. So if you had nightmares of your baby getting snatched by a jaguar or something, right? In the jungle,
yeah,
like way back, then you'd wake up and make sure that that doesn't happen. You know, like I had a dream before the March 11th earthquake that there was... Like, I was going to get killed by something falling on me during an earthquake. And I woke up and, like, moved my snowboard from over my head, which was the dumbest place to have it.
But, so you think it works like a warning?
It makes sure that you're worrying about something. Just
so
in case
just
you're...
Like descendants of all the people who had nightmares and then changed their course of actions and we survived.
Right.
And
because we would only evolve to have nightmares if they improved our chances of survival.
I mean sure, it's definitely possible, but usually for me the subject matter, yeah, because the subject matter of the nightmares are already something that I'm worried about. Like, for example, when I just gave birth, I would visualize accidentally dropping my baby on the floor, you know? Or, まあ、みんなあると思うけど、赤ちゃんを抱っこしたまま階段から転げ落ちるとか。で、それを常に心配してるから、夢にも出ちゃうみたいな。その、マイケルが言ってるのと逆で、もう常日頃心配して恐れてることが、もう完全に綺麗にビジュアライズされた状態で見せられるみたいな、本当ただの迷惑みたいな感じだから、あんまりそういうこう、あ、悪夢があったからこそ自分はこうできたなみたいな感謝した記憶はないね。
Well, but people who have that nightmare would probably be less likely to drop their child, right?Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but I don't know, like, so after I gave birth and, you know, まあ最初の死にそうなピリオドが終わって、今とか全然悪夢見ないわけよ。この間もツイートしたけど、あの、妻吹聡とイチャイチャするエロい夢とか見るぐらいのもんでさ、超ラッキーなんだけど、なんか、多分その認知の歪みが若干こう、治って、その、まあ、全部がうまくタイムラインがマッチしただけかもしれないんだけど、その、まあ、うつ病が時間経つとともに治ってきて、本当に。で、薬やめてからもすごい時間経ってるし、で、エンザイリーアタックスとかも起きる頻度がどんどん減ってきて、で、子供産んで、なんとなく認知の歪みが修正されて、あんま歪んでないと。そうなった時に、こうなんだろう。本当の心配っていうのは いろいろあるわけじゃん。まあ今だコロナとか完全にそうだけど、本当に心配しなきゃいけないこと。それはあんまり夢に出てこないんだよね、逆に。だ過剰に心配してる、なんかそこまで心配しなくていいのに、認知が歪んでるからめちゃくちゃ心配で不安なことっていうことほど夢に出てきちゃう。So now I feel pretty healthy.
Do you know the expression, how do you sleep at night? Or how do they sleep at night? You know,
Yeah, like, I say that all the time for politicians とか。まああとすごいあのなんていうの大企業で悪いことしてるとこの社長とか、like how does he sleep at night マジでみたいな。
日本語ではあんまり。Japanese version of
that? いやー、日本語では そういうなんていうの、ね、眠りとかけた言い方はないと思う。私は少なくとも知らないから。日本語だとなんだろうね。
うん、
まあよく平気で入れるねとかそういう言い方かな。
うん、
あんなことしてよく平気で入れるねみたいな。
This, what do you think of this ego strength? The ability to tolerate unpleasant emotions and adapt to self-threatening information. Do people?
Yeah.
I think about it a lot, sort of ego and ego strength and
Are you on people, like what scale are you on?
My ego
like
strength?
Like on the scale, where are you? 強いと弱いだったら
I think it's very difficult for people to evaluate their own egos. It's probably
easier can, like,
for...
But you can compare it with, let's say, your girlfriend or your, I don't know, parents or... So, no, relatively speaking, だったら分かりやすいじゃん。
Well, I think people... Well, if I was going to rate myself, it fluctuates. But
yeah.
I would like to think that my ego's... a little bit stronger than it used to be in a positive sense. You know, being able to make fun of yourself or not take yourself or I guess not take your own life too seriously. I think it's difficult to do. And sort of the default mode for people is, is to have a more sensitive ego.You know, we don't like unpleasant emotions. And rather than adapt to self-threatening information, we prefer to avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. And I think for me, it really helps that I'm with my husband because I think his ego strength is like 超レベル。なんていうの?最強レベル。Yeah, so it really helps, for sure. なんか mood swings とかそういうのが一切ないみたいな。
Well, like the ability to tolerate unpleasant feelings, you know, kind of, I don't know, how would you...describe it. I mean, ego is sort of associated with a need to control things, an inability to accept things not being the way you expected them to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's always like, まあどうにかなるでしょうみたいな。He doesn't really dwell on things that he can't control or...even when something really bad is about to happen, とか、he doesn't really get emotionally affected by it.
I think...
Like, I've never seen him having anxiety about, you know, future uncertainty, とか。なんかどうなってんのか分かんないけど、すごいなと思う。
Well, there's the notion of like stoicism. And I think stoicism is an effective strategy for having a stronger ego. Because you, in principle, you just sort of accept things, which is sort of what you need.That's what you want to do if you... That's what you need to do To have a healthy ego is to be able to accept things, I guess.
Yeah. And for me, every day it's like a training because I have a kid that I can't and don't want to control.
Mm-hmm.
And he's something that's totally visible to me, Zhang. Mm. He's right in front of me. Something that I can't control. Mm. It's actually pretty cool. Like, I'm glad I can't control him. It's extra fun.
Yeah.
Fun and funny, too.
Hey, you wish you could control him sometimes, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, if I just had a remote.
でもあんまりないかな。すごい大変な時もあるけど、なんか歯が生えてきててめっちゃ機嫌悪いとか。
うん。
でもなんだろう。自分の子供に対するエンパシーレベルが、なんかもう、千人レベルみたいな。So.
I remember, when I was a kid, I had this book. I don't know why, but it was written by Troy Aikman. Do you know who that is?
No.
So Troy Aikman was a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s. And I had this book by Troy Aikman, and it was called Things Change. And it just had Things Change, like written in big letters on the cover. And it was like a children's book. It didn't really look like a children's book.
Ah, 本当だ。今ググった。
Yeah, I probably had that when I was, I don't know, 7 or 8 or something. And I don't know. It was, the message of the book is just bad stuff happens, different things happen, and what you need to do is capitalize and adapt when things change, because things do change. And I don't know, it's kind of like a serious message for a kid, I guess, but
yeah, でも本当そうだよね。諸行無常っていうか、I mean, that's what my tattoo says, basically. Right? And I have it tattooed because it's so important, obviously, to me. But this too shall pass って感じ、本当に。それを覚えてるだけでも、すごい辛いことがあった時とかに、なんか辛いことがあった時も、それを覚えてれば、あ、でもこれも、時とともに絶対過ぎ去るしって思えるし、逆にめっちゃハッピーな時も、あ、でもこれがいつまで続くか分かんないから大事にしないといけないな、みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
どっちにしろこう、覚えといて得しかないって私は思ってるけど。
I think self-belief is a huge part of it. Self-belief.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from. I remember I would listen to some like super aggressive rap music. Should I pump myself up before like an interview or something? But like, whatever you got to do to make yourself feel like you have power.
You're the shit. Yeah.
There was an interview with Jorge Masvidal, who is an MMA fighter. That he grew up in Florida in this ghetto, and he had nothing. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any money. And he just grew up fighting on the street. He became a famous YouTuber through street fighting. But in this interview, he said, I was never sad. I was never down about being here and having nothing. Because I always knew that I was going to get out with my skills. And nothing could stop me. So like the whole time he was in the ghetto, in the worst situation, he never felt bad. Because in his mind, he already made up that he was going to make it out of there and be successful. So,
yeah.
So he never suffered, even though he was in a horrible situation. Because he just put himself in the future. the whole time.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out for him.
Yeah, it's working out great. But
because if it didn't, then it's just depressing.
Well,
and yeah, that happens too, you know? That happens too.
But not that many people can do that. And being able to do that just gives you a huge advantage, right? And somebody's going to get out. So it's way more likely to be you if you have that mentality. If there's two people, one person believes in themselves like that and the other one doesn't, you know who's got way better odds, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. 次.
In a paper published in Theory in Biosciences, researchers propose a new model for defining what an individual is in biology. The researchers state the following in the paper. Despite the near universal assumption of individuality in biology, there's little agreement about what individuals are and few rigorous quantitative methods for their identification. The authors argue that individuals are best thought of in terms of dynamical processes and not as stationary objects, and suggest three primary modes of individuality depending on inherited information and environmental dependence: organismal, colonial, and driven modes of individuality. Paper author Jessica Flack suggests that individuality is about temporal uncertainty reduction, and that individuation is a strategy for propagating information forward through time.
Theory in Biosciences に掲載された研究で、生物学上での個を定義するための新しいモデルが提示されました。チームは以下のように述べています。ほとんどの人が生物学上の個について共通の前提を持っていますが、実際に個とは何なのかについての意見はほとんど一致しておらず、また個というものを証明する厳密で定質的な方法もほとんどありません。個というのは変動のない物体ではなく、動力学的プロセスの観点で考えるべきです。チームが使用したモデルは、個人の主な、個人っていうか、個の主な形態を遺伝情報と環境依存度によって、生命体タイプ、サンゴなど環境に一部足場を置く入植者タイプ、そして渦巻きなど環境に足場を置くタイプの3種類に分けています。論文を執筆したジェシカ・フラック氏は、個とは不確実性の一時的な現象であり、個の存在は時を超えて情報を伝えていくための戦略であると述べています。面白いね。これまだリリースしてない特別編で、もちょっとこういう話したような気がするけど、その個とは何なのかっていう。
This paper is extremely interesting to me, anyways. It's so deep. It requires understanding of several different fields to really try to come up with something that transcends our human level bias in terms of identifying individuals, which is what they're trying to do here. And so they're taking an informational approach, and that's, they're using information theory based on entropy. Which is energy transfer, basically. Thermodynamics.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to do this without extrapolating from basically just observed membranes, which is how we've been doing things so far. And as of right now, we have no physical or chemical theory whatsoever that predicts the existence of biology in the cosmos. So this is helping to elucidate that point.
Right. I think we talked about some microbiomes or something. なんかその一人で生きられない場合、
mm-hmm.
それは子なのかみたいな、そういうことだよね。
Well, there are a lot of ways to think about individuals and the organizations that they're part of and whether that organization itself should be considered an individual unit. I mean,
right.
The most obvious would be the cells in your body, right?
Yeah.
So we say individual cell, right? That's how we talk about it. And then we say individual 人間, person, right? And so...
Yeah.
There's a suspicion that the way that we're talking about individuals is very anthropocentric, biased to our scale and what we're able to observe. Yeah.
Right.
So what do you what do you think?
What do I think? I mean, it's definitely interesting. なんかあんまりこういう研究を見たことない。その individual とは何かみたいな。
I've been waiting for this study for like 10 years, I feel like. And I don't know what other experts think about this. It seems like there is a lot of disagreement between all the different disciplines. As far as I can tell from the people we've spoken to, I think that there are major contradictions between different fields.And,
right.
And a lot of anthropocentric bias. And this is one example. Similar things need to be done in cosmology. I mean, are being done, I'm sure, in cosmology. But...
Right. そうだね。そうね。結構最近思ったけど、その、まあ、いろんな分野の専門家がゲストでうちの番組にも来て、同じ質問しても、みんな結構違うよね。
Oh, yeah.
あの答えが。なんかこう、ああ、それは本当そうだね、みたいな感じで、こう説明してくれる時もあれば、人によっては、いや、それは絶対ない、みたいな時もあるし、同じテーマでも分野が違うと答えが全然違うっていうのはすごい面白いなと思う。
And then I just dream of those two people sitting in a room and talking it out. I want it to happen so bad. I don't even want to, I don't even need to be there. I just want that.
Yeah, 本当そうだよね。確かに、ゲスト同士。
I always think that. It's like, oh, I want you to talk to this guy and argue about this.
Yeah, それ本当あるよね。
But, yeah, it's hard to tell, you know, how much of it is just, you know, my or our inability to understand some of these concepts. And also, there are a lot of... traps with sort of these expert words, you know, especially words like information and entropy are very controversial. And, you know, the word individual is now up for grabs. And so what they're thinking is sort of an attempt at first principles. Reasoning about this is what is it that individuals do, all individuals do, that we can measure to broadly identify individuals where we may not have before? And so what they're saying they do is that they are aggregates of what would you call it? Aggregates of organization that are attempting to preserve their integrity across time. Right?
What does that mean?
That they are trying to persist. So this is the whole idea of only things which attempt to persist are even here to be observed in the first place. So if something does not have a mechanism to persist, we won't see it because it's already, you
right.
know, the universe is billions of years old. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So individuals have a mechanism to persist, and that's why they can be individuals. And anything that doesn't have that mechanism won't persist. So there's an explanation for, you know, everything. And I think this applies to objects, you know, so we find one Oumuamua and then it's like, okay, well, there's some mechanism for this object to exist, something, you know, the environment gets to decide. And that's true for animals, that's true for objects. But the universe is the forcing function for all of this stuff. So all we see in evolution is water filling the shape of its vessel everywhere. So they refer to this sort of a it's like a observer effect or quantum principle in the paper also. It gets pretty esoteric.
That's very interesting, because when I saw your notes about this story, when I saw the word individual, I immediately thought of ikimono and ikimono only. But then when I started reading it, it was like, oh, 別にそれに限ってないのかと思って。
Well, I think the researchers of this paper are suggesting that it is in biology, so living things. So it's my...
Right. But it mentioned whirlpools.
Yeah, they do mention whirlpools.
Yeah, so I was like, oh. そっかと思って。And then what you just mentioned, もそうだけど。
Yeah, a whirlpool, you know, it's like an entity, right? Like one taihu is like an individual coherent system, right?
Yeah.
It's not alive, but it kind of persists as an organizational structure that just emerged from chaos. Sort of the same way life did, right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to look at things in a different way, like this paper.
I think it's important.
Yeah, it's always fun.
And, well, it tells us who we are, because this notion starts to tell us about ourselves, and it gives us context for what we're doing, right? So the way we persist is, as an individual, we're made of information, and you can persist by making sounds with your face and then recording it and then leaving copies of it, you know, on people's desks and on the internet and all over the place.
Yeah.
And so as individuals, we have this explicit impulse to persist and to minimize uncertainty about future information, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're so persisting.
It's this fourth dimensional thing.
It's really cool. So how are you doing in general?
I'm persisting. At home.
Good.
As long as the virus also persists, we're kind of in this standoff.
I saw that you made Tomasu.
Oh, the train?
Yeah. 3D printer.
Yeah.
Are you... I saw that some people tweeted about your shiitake.
Yeah, well, someone said they wanted to see my shiitake at home. And I wasn't sure if it was like some kind of innuendo. Like... But I don't think so. I treated it as a benign... I treated it as a normal message. But,
yeah. Yeah, 私も見たいもん。
It's
本当の方ね、本当の椎茸の方ね。
Yeah, 本当の椎茸。
Mm.
That reminds me of getting the hacking situation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that here?
I don't know. I don't want to get hacked because I gave someone the idea, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's yeah, it's a common like thing. Right? I mean common email that people get.
I have a post-it over my computer's webcam. Now. As well as a lot of antivirus and stuff installed.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I received an email saying, I have a video of you beating off while visiting adult websites, and I'm going to send that to everyone you know, because I have access to your laptop and your what do you call it? Your contact book or whatever. Yeah. And they had emailed me a password to my computer. So I'm like, oh my God. This is some like, NSA level stuff. But no, it's just a scam. And
yeah.
Unless nobody's informed me that they received that video already. But
it's too bad that like so many people watch porn on their computer, so
while having a camera aimed at them, right?
Yeah, it's so such a setup. You can't just be like, what are you talking about? I never watch porn on my computer. Like that doesn't really
well
the case for a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
So it sounds shocking and scary for a second, for sure.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's impossible, you know.
Right. But they don't even need to do that.
You know, Zuckerberg has it on his computer, right?
Yeah, because he watches porn on his computer.
While he's at work.
He doesn't want to get recorded. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's the CEO. Maybe. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's not going to get fired.
Yeah. There has been a huge increase in Sagi, it seems like, including like coronavirus-related Sagi, which is kind of sad. Yeah, a lot of people are getting ripped off and getting hacked, getting malware. So
yeah, that sucks.
I
don't really use my computer, so I'm never really worried about it actually. But
you mean to watch porn?
Yeah, like I never watch porn on my computer. But yeah, in general. Yeah. Yeah, people, you should use your phone to watch porn.
Yeah.
Don't use your computer.
My washeretto broke.
Oh no, it's the end of the world.
I know. It's devastating.
しかもこの時期どうすんの？もうなしでいけるしかないじゃん。
My toilet paper use 余計に。
That sucks. You should get なんかモバイル
ウォ
シュレットみたいなのあるじゃん。うん。なんかアメリカとかで売ってるやつ。
Oh my god. It's pretty rough.
How is it?
It's like, this could be an episode of This American Life. You know?
Why?
This is the... Because American life doesn't include a washeretto.
So what's your story?
That it broke and my life is now overwhelmingly American.
How did it break though?
多分使いすぎじゃない? I don't know.
どういうこと? どういうこと?
I don't know how it broke. It's new. It's brand new. It's not brand new. It's like a couple years old. So it shouldn't have broken.
Remote が別に壁についてるタイプじゃないよね、マイケルんちは。だから別に電池切れとかそういう問題でもないってこと。
It's on the thing, on the next to the seat.
Ah, okay. Mm, yeah. Okay.
It makes a sound, but then nothing happens.
Maybe it's just stuck. Did you try pulling it out?
I did try that. It didn't help. No. So.
That's too bad.
I'm just going to have it repaired. But, yeah. Fortunately, I have extra toilet paper.
That's good. Yeah, toilet paper. And there are some things that are sold out still, right?
Is toilet paper still sold out? I haven't been to the store in a while, actually.
I don't really see toilet paper. I never see butter.
Mm.
Butter's gone.
How many times has that happened in Japan? You know, this batagannai thing has happened
every year. Every fucking year.
Can we just make our own butter finally, please?
I hear it's about subsidy issue. Like, they give out more subsidy for fresh milk over butter and cream and other processed stuff.
Can you freeze butter?
Yeah. Yeah. So I wish they made more. It's so crazy because I don't see it anywhere. I mean, I have it at home still, so it's okay, but...
Could just stockpile butter. Or how about butter futures?
Huh?
Butter futures.
What's that?
Oh, futures contracts for butter purchasing. Did you see that oil futures like went negative?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
They basically, well, there's just almost no demand for oil because everyone's just staying home.
Yeah.
And
I don't know anything about, I don't know anything about gasoline because I don't drive, but can you stock them? Like, can you buy it now and stock it for?
Well, gasoline will go bad over time.
In how long?
Maybe it'll keep for 6 months, probably. It could probably keep for a year. I mean, it depends how you store it, but gasoline does break down over time, and
そっか.
Yeah, so you probably can't store it for more than a year. It's also trying to evaporate like crazy.
そっか.
It's also dangerous to store.
Right.
But yeah, right, the issue is oil. And not gasoline, but
right.
Yeah, so I guess the U.S. government is probably just gonna buy up a bunch of oil because they're the only ones that have space to put it there.
Mm.
And they, you know, it's negative, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it's just gets crazier.
Mm-hmm. SpaceX launched some Starlink satellites. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes. Actually, my father-in-law, well, my parents-in-law saw it in the sky.
Oh.
They didn't know what it was.
Or the rocket?
Probably the satellites. From what he wrote, it sounded like he saw satellites, but...
Like the chain of satellites?
Yeah.
I think they launched 60? I forget. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Like, they didn't know what they were when they saw it, but then they did some research and found out it was actually sore.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they live in California.
Hmm. It must have launched from... Maybe it launched from Vandenberg then, instead of from Cape Canaveral.
I have no idea.
But that brings the total to 420 Starlink satellites.
That's a lot.
Which Elon was excited about. And then...
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so that will make high-speed internet available everywhere on Earth. And then things are really going to get crazy.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, a lot of people are saying this, but if this corona thing happened and we didn't have the internet, I can't even imagine what we will be doing every day.
What would you be doing if your internet just stopped right now? Right now, it just stopped. You would...
Well...
Like 4G also, I guess. Like the old days, like 1993 or something. You know, there is a telephone, but like...
Yeah.
There was an experiment where they randomly selected people to... They paid a bunch of people to be randomly selected to have their Facebook shut off.
That's great.
And then they paid them money to keep it shut off. And the amount of money that it took to pay people to stay off of Facebook kept decreasing over time.
Huh.
And basically all the people...
They don't let me quit Facebook.
What do you mean?
Right? Because I have our... Because we have our official page.
Yeah, well, our official page is fine. It's the best part of Facebook.
No, but like, I can't quit because I need to stay on as admin. Like,
I see.
I need to be on Facebook in order to edit.
I think you can close your personal page. It doesn't, like, actually delete your account or anything.
Oh, really?
And I think having Facebook is fine. It's probably the... Well, it depends. Everyone's Facebook is different, obviously. But one of the main things they reported in that study is that people were less politically inclined. So, like, politically, people just chilled out as soon as they got off Facebook. And then that caused them to report better well-being because politics is stressful, obviously.
But, yeah. So now, I mean, especially right now, I don't want to check Facebook because.
Why? Virus?
I don't know. There's nothing I want to know about.
Biden. Virus?
I mean, people are just posting their food and I don't know.
Trump.
Pictures of their Zoom meetings and some unfunny memes and whatnot.
Are you turning into an old person, like an internet curmudgeon? What are these?
No, so I checked Twitter. I checked Twitter and Instagram, but not Facebook.
Right.
I guess I talk to people that I care about. In other ways, so I don't, you know. I guess I don't really care about other people that I know. Demo, I was talking to someone the other day. She lives alone, and I just wonder what it's like to... Oh, actually, I read an article about polyamory under corona. And that was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are polyamorous people all over the world that are, you know, staying at home. Either with their partner or alone or with their second, like, non-primary partner. And if you're at home alone, then maybe your partner is staying at home with other partner.
Right.
And they're having so much fun and you're, you know, here alone とか。
Right. Sounds stressful.
なんかまあいろんな、そう、いろんな問題があるわけじゃん。なんかそれの話の記事があった。
So polyamory is like has some additional struggles during a pandemic.
yeah, unless you're, you know, lucky enough to be stuck with someone that you actually want to spend time with. Like one person's account said, so she's at home alone, but her partner is with another partner. And, you know, the boyfriend constantly tells her about this crazy quarantine sex that they're having every day or something. And she's just like, I don't want to hear this, みたいな. Obviously. But the rule of polyamory is basically to be open about these things, right?
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you end up hearing about these stories that
this
you don't want.
Crazy quarantine sex that your partner is having with somebody else.
Yeah. And that's how polyamory usually works, Jung.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, I guess it's tough.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in that kind of a situation, I don't think.
そう、でもそれはあまり考えてなかったから、ああ、そっか、こういうこともあるのかとか、たまにそのなんだ、プライマリーじゃないパートナーと一緒にいるときに、じゃあプライマリーのパートナーとフォンセックスとかしたいと思っても、your secondary partner is in the same room, so what do you do? みたいな、なんかそういう、なんか、イシューとかもあるらしいよ。
Is that common-ish or becoming more common? What is the status of all of that style of relationship?
I have no idea. I don't know the stats. I don't know how common it is. I don't know how it works. But yeah, I wonder how the dating situation is right now. I mean, if it continues for a long time, then it will surely impact the human society and our mating behavior and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the number of babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
どうなるだろうね。
I don't know. I'm kind of, in terms of, I guess, how life is and the virus and everything else, I'm just trying to roll with it, I guess.
I'm so used to not talking to anyone besides my husband and my child in person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're lucky enough to be in that kind of a situation. Like every single day for the past whatever weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's my 当たり前じゃん. That's my norm. That's my 常識. So like 2 days ago, I took my son out to the park. And this サラリーマン came really close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, 駅ってこの近くですか? みたいな. And I was like, whoa! What the fuck? みたいな.
Yeah. Did you punch him? You kicked him in the balls.
I took a step back and I was like, もうすぐそこですみたいな感じで言って、もう I just walked away.
Was he wearing a mask or?
Yeah. He was wearing a mask, but I was like, oh my god, this is more unbelievable.
Well, at least he was wearing a mask.
But still, he came up to me real close and I was like, 本当に this is unbelievable と思ったんだけど、よく考えたら there are still people out there working, going into the office and, you know, they'll talk to people 普通に、they'll take the train and I don't know. So なんかその世界線が全然違うというか、その現実が、私の現実と彼の現実がさ全然違うわけじゃん。そのどっちがいい悪いっていう話ではなくて、普通に事実として、なんかだから彼は別に普通のつもりで話しかけたのに、こっちはめちゃくちゃびっくり、勝手に超びっくりするっていう、なんか同じ都市に住んでるのに全然違うから。
I'm seeing a lot of people with the mask down here. この顎マスク。
Oh yeah. I see that too. 顎
マスクのままで walking around, you know, and walking past people, and ずっと it's on, you know, it's abo maska.
Yeah.
And then there's like, there's the 鼻が出てるタイプ。Right?
鼻出てるタイプは私あんまり見ないけどな。顎の方がよく見るな。
Yeah. And then there's two people together, usually like couple.
あ、そう。
And one,
まあね、マイケル住んでるとこ。
One person has mask and the other person doesn't have a mask. I see that a lot.
So
like I'll see a couple and the girl's wearing a mask and the guy's not wearing a mask. And it's like, can you guys get on the same page at least? Is she infected? Like, what are you guys doing?
Like, 確かにね。
Why is only one of you wearing a mask?
どういう状況なんだろうね。
Yeah. So,
it's interesting.
I don't feel comfortable walking around outside because there are so many people that aren't wearing a mask or they're あごマスク or 鼻出てる and they're just walking around everywhere. And, you know, on TV, they're like, ジョギングなら大丈夫 and stuff like that. But they're also saying it's like 4メートル or whatever, right? The distance right. that it travels. So if you just walk, and now some doctors are saying like jogging is fine, but if you're jogging with no mask and you jog right past someone with no mask and they're infected, you could totally, you could totally get infected. So
Yeah.
So they were showing like footage of like Komazawa Koen and these joggers are just, you know, shoulder to shoulder and it's just packed and all these people are jogging and it's like,
yeah, it's, that's something that I feel uncomfortable with sometimes when I'm on this narrow street to go to the park and people are running past me and of course they're not wearing any mask.
Like,
so, and because I saw this visual, did you see that too? その飛沫がどういうふうに、
oh, yeah,
なんか走ってる人か、
like...
yeah, あれ見ちゃったさ、もうなんか怖いじゃん。So, no, it's interesting because every day you get new information and I was just about, I don't know, a couple days ago, I was reading about Sweden and I was like, oh, maybe this is the answer. We don't know, you know, who's doing the right thing or not. We don't know the right answer, but maybe, so Sweden is kind of, they put more importance on herd immunity or getting it as soon as possible and keeping the economy alive, right? So it's like, okay, some people will die, but まあしょうがないみたいな。And I was like, まあ long term, まあそれで結局そのロックダウンするのとしないのであまり変わりがないみたいなデータもありますとかを見て、あ、そうなんだって思ったんだけど、次の日になって、こう、あ、すごい軽症とか無症状でも意外といろんなダメージを体が受けていますみたいな。
Permanent damage.
そう。いや、some are permanent っていうのを見て、あ、じゃあやっぱ軽症だからいいっていうわけじゃなくて、なるべくみんながかかんない方がいいんだとか、なんだろう。毎日こう、新しい情報が出て、自分のコンクルージョンも変わっていくみたいな。
Yeah, I don't want to get
it. There are more and more. I don't want to get it either. It's crazy.
The co-worker of the original whistleblower doctor, two of his co-workers got the virus. They're still in the hospital. They were literally like the first people to get it. They're still in the hospital. They haven't recovered from the organ damage. And their skin, they turned black. Their skin is black because their liver function is totally destroyed. They're young, you know?
一人どっかのプロフェッサーで、まあ、これはあのポスト ICU シンドロームっていうものかもしれないんだけど、その要は、まあ、病院コロナで病院に運ばれて、まあ、しばらく治療を受けてコロナ自体は治ったんだけど、あの第二言語が出てこなくなっちゃった、そのフルエンシーがすごい下がっちゃったみたいな、でそれはまあコロナ直接っていうよりかはそのPost ICU syndrome っていうものかもしれないって言ってたけど、まあそれだとしてもさ困るじゃん。
Well, they're saying it has neurological effects and changes people's personality, and anecdotally that seems quite strong. That people are saying that it makes them angry, it makes them act out, and there has been a pretty significant increase in like domestic violence and other sort of violent behaviors. But Chris Cuomo was saying that. I mean, did you see that interview? You know, Chris Cuomo was living in his basement and then he like went to like see his new house they're building. And then this guy showed up on a bicycle and called him out. And he's like, aren't you Chris Cuomo? Aren't you supposed to be in your basement? And then Chris Cuomo was like, who the fuck are you? And he got really angry. And then he was doing this interview saying that he thinks the virus has like changed his brain. And you know who Chris Cuomo is, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sasagani.
But he kind of threw CNN under the bus.
Okay. So some people are getting the masks, right, from the government. And there have been a lot of
the
issues.
And
yeah, the masks. And one of the professors from Sophia got one, mm-hmm. or two, got two. And he posted a picture of them, and it had an eyelash inside the package.
おまけ付き。
そう、and、まあ、いろんな人がさ、まあ、こう、汚れてるとか、なんかいろんなこと言ってるっていう報道があったけど、mm-hmm. 実際にこう、自分の知り合いで、そういうこう、欠陥品っていうかさ、まあ、衛生状態に疑問がある状態で届いたっていうのは初めて見たから、おおって思った。これが噂の、みたいな。
Whose eyelash is it?
わかんない。でも思いっきりこう。
Eyelash, right?
No, I hope not. But そうパッケージの中に思いっきりまつげが入ってってその写真をアップしてたけど。
Where are the masks made? Do you know?
We don't know because the government was actually at the beginning they were hiding where they procured them or how っていうか which companies they.Ordered the masks from, but now they revealed three companies out of four. I don't know why one of them is still a secret, but it's the whole thing is a bit weird. Unsurprisingly, but
no,
yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll get them too. Yeah, so
I hope so.I mean, yeah. I think I hope so. I want to see.
You want to see.
It's kind of, I don't know. It's historic.
Like a souvenir? Yeah.
It's historic.
Souvenir. And they're going to pass it down to your children of the children. Like,
yeah.
A long, long time ago, your grandpa received this from the government.
Well, I know how much, like...Despite your TV bashing, and you know, I bash TV a lot as well. I do watch TV, and they just show Abenomaska like every 5 seconds. And
oh god, and stop watching it!
And
Koike's
mask is always like so
gigantic.
It looks like
and
a
really
table
cute.
Napkin. It's like bigger than her face, and then they switch to Abe or show them side by side, and it's like the mask.Surface area is pretty
dramatic. Yeah,
it's 全然違う、ね、
yeah. Well, 文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad から sorry, my son came home. ゲットできますので試してみてください。毎エピソードごとに宿題を提出じゃないや、出題しています。いろんな問題あるのでやってみてください。Yep.バリガニス .jp でストアもあります。いろんな商品取り揃えておりますので、そちらも要チェック。
Yep, the, チラシ対策ステッカー、ちょっと人気あるね、最近。
そうだね。そうだね。チラシ対策ステッカー、ぜひ、チラシ激減するっていう声をいろんな人からいただいておりますので。実際ね、効果あるんだよね、実は。
It works. And
ね、本当に。
I don't want to like make some sort of medical claim, but you know, I don't want to have like chirashi or people giving out chirashi coming to my touching my mailbox and stuff either, you know.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
このまま健康で頑張りましょう。
Yep.
Wash your hands, stay home as much as you can. Grow your shiitake, people.
Grow your shiitake. I will post an image of that.
Yes, please. Yeah. Actual sheet だけね。
Yep.
Yep. おしまい。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.